Governors across the country get hundreds of requests to pardon death row inmates, but it's rare that they are asked to pardon somebody executed more than 140 years ago. Well, a group from Western North Carolina asked Governor Mike Easley for such a pardon for Tom Dooley, the subject of a 1950s hit song by the Kingston Trio. From member station WFDD, Larry Schooler reports.
In May of 1868, authorities in Wilkes County, North Carolina, hanged Tom Dooley for the murder of Laura Foster, who was carrying Dooley's illegitimate child. Foster had mysteriously disappeared, and while evidence seemed to incriminate other townspeople, the court found that Dooley was wholly responsible for Foster's death. Dooley's trial was one of the first in America to garner international media attention.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
The story gained new life in the 1950s when the Kingston Trio recorded a ballad that suggested that Dooley was guilty of murder.
I met her on the mountain. There I took her life. Met her on the mountain. Stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, Tom.
But many observers, then and now, aren't convinced Dooley was a murderer.
Gentlemen, do you see this hand? Does it tremble? I never harmed a hair on Laura Foster's head.
That's actor David Ormond portraying Tom Dooley just before he goes to the gallows in the new play Tom Dooley, a Wilkes County Legend. Ormond is among a group of Wilkes County residents that have spent years researching the trial and the lives of the characters, including Tom Dooley, his two lovers Ann Melton and Laura Foster, and the jealous Pearline Foster. Local newspaper publisher Ken Wellborn says the case against Dooley has some glaring holes.
He was convicted once and then appealed it. And there's documentation that the first judge wrote a letter to the second judge, in effect saying, this is how you get this guy. I mean, the kind of thing that would just be unheard of. Today, Tom Dooley would own himself some judges, you know, when it was all said and done.
Wellborn and a group that includes members of the play's cast and crew have asked North Carolina Governor Mike Easley to pardon Tom Dooley. But Wellborn says they're not asking for Easley to issue a verdict in Dooley's murder trial.
A pardon is forgiveness, and so no matter what, we feel he's suffered enough. You know, we think there are lots of holes in the story, we think that the witnesses were suspect, and we have sent what we consider adequate documentation that he didn't do it, which, you know, if we just cast doubt, we think he ought to get a pardon.
But even pardon supporters acknowledge that the question of Dooley's guilt remains unanswered. Many people still adamantly believe that Dooley was a no-good scoundrel that deserved to die. So far, the pardon request appears to be stalled in the governor's office. State clemency officials, who wouldn't comment on an open case, first received the pardon application 6 months ago, and only this summer asked the Wilkes County petitioners for additional information. Actor and pardon advocate David Ormond.
If we can't get the pardon, I think that they should give us a reason why, instead of us trying to go out and argue with them and say, well, or, you know, we've lost our pardon. We might as well quit. We'll never quit. We'll go forever. The story will go forever, so why should we stop?
The state says it will take 6 months to a year to review the pardon application. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schooler in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina.